Blog Talk Radio.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Now, when he says Hulk, is he talking about Hulk Hogan, or is he talking about the Incredible Hulk that with the green makeup? So again, I don't know if you know the answer to that.
I was wondering the same thing. I was literally thinking the same thing. But I think it's that Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
It must be. We're going to have to talk to Mark Common about that and find out what the exact specifics are. But anyways, real quick for the people that are listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to check out all the latest information. And, of course, the huge news. Now, fortunately, I'm in the guest host spot today because I've got so much going on. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about what's happening with my role in the world of UWC, and then, of course, talking the huge news that I guess you guys divulged yesterday, which was that we're going to be at WrestleCon. And then we're going to have Mark Ortiz come on about 7:30 or so we could talk a little bit about what's happening. Mark's going to referee some of the matches at the big show that's coming up on April 30th, and then we'll get to the news. So we'll just get that little bit of a breakdown of a lineup right there. So real quick, you know, Sonia, just for the, because you know how we like to keep it real. Okay. When I do when I was doing the podcast on a regular basis, I would do it in the kitchen. So I wouldn't be there. Uh-huh. So my wife says, okay, you can go ahead and do it in the living room. Don't worry about it. New Japan comes on at 7. I know you want to watch it. The goddamn Lifetime movie is supposed to be over at 7, and it went all the way to 7:05. So I was hoping to watch the New Japan Pro Wrestling, and now I kind of had to be quiet because they were just getting to the meat of the movie that she was watching. So it's done now. So if you could put on 340, honey, I would be most appreciative. So anyways,
I get into those movies too.
And the sad part is, so was I. It was the Sherry Panini story or whatever that faked her own kidnapping or whatever. But New Japan is on now, so I'm hoping to watch a little bit of that while we're doing it. So real quick, before we continue, now, Petey Pete's not going to be with us today. Do we know? I mean, I just barely got home a little while ago, so I didn't get a chance to call him or whatever. I don't know what the game plan is. So as far as you know, Sonia, Petey Pete not with us today?
He is not going to be, as far as I know, no, because he has not answered me either.
Okay, cool.
No, well, I don't know what's up with him.
Well, here's the thing. Manny and I met last Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. It was last Saturday. Because, I don't know if I think I've talked to you guys about it or whatever, how April 30th is going to be my last show for UWC and for the wrestling forever. Because
world.
I didn't know if I was allowed to talk about exactly what was going on or whatever, but well, we kind of let the cat out of the bag on the different show and stuff like that. I can't remember if I talked about it on here, but we could finally let everybody, because it was like, dude, what's going on? You know, how could you be leaving? So even if I wanted to continue my wrestling career, I kind of can't with the job, because just to let everybody know, not only myself, but Nicolette Marie were both recruited for inspectors for CAMA, which is the California Amateur Mixed Martial Arts Organization. And we've done a couple of shows because you have to put your time in shadowing to let, you know, to make sure you get everything right, make sure the hands wrapped or anything. So we've completed that.
Yeah.
So now we're full-blown licensed inspectors. And it has been like night. It's funny because people are like, dude, what are you doing here? Why are you checking hand wraps? And because there's a lot of people that I know from the mixed martial arts world and the wrestling and stuff like that. So you kind of have to, you know, since you have this job, you kind of have to walk that fine line because there's a lot of people I know, but you can't show biasness or be friends because, you know, like they might say, oh, well, I'm going to wrap this guy's hand.
Yeah.
This way. Well, he doesn't really have a second mouthpiece, but, you know, I know Fabiano, it's cool, you know, whatever. I can't
yeah.
do that. So it's a conflict of interest.
You got to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you're getting paid, you know, by the state to do a specific job or whatever, there's a lot of rules that you have to adhere to. So
yeah,
I talked to Manny about that, and you know, we talked for almost 2.5 hours at the last meeting talking about, you know, maybe I could still work as a consultant to help out here and there or whatever. So I have to meet with not
that
only
would be great.
Not only the head person from CAMO, but the other person that works with him, and it's a whole thing, and they live in Ontario, so it's a whole thing that I got to get cleared, you know, before I can do it. It shouldn't be so much of a conflict of interest because, you know, the luchas and the wrestling is pretty separate from the mixed martial arts people that
yeah.
I know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's a whole thing. So I'm hoping we can work it out because, you know, it's kind of good for me because, dude, I'm telling you, I'm falling apart, man. I got a big lump on the bone that's on my left thumb or whatever that I have to get taken off. And it's,
yeah.
You know, because the injuries, they just start piling up. But
yeah.
the good thing is it made me get my ass in shape so that I can get going or whatever. So I have actually 3 more shows. Okay, so this Saturday I was supposed to work for OCCW. We're going to talk about that with Mark Ortiz when he comes on, because as you know, Sonia, when we meet, it's a whole thing. We got to get the car together, we got to get the music together, the venue,
yeah,
you know, it's a lot of stuff that we have to do. So when I talked to him, they said, yeah, you're booked, and you know, we're going to do this, and we might have you in the battle royale. That was 2 months ago, and I haven't heard from anybody. And I've been sending messages like, bro, am I still booked? Or, you know, what's going on? So you have to keep in communication with these wrestlers. I mean, it's very, very important. So with that being said, don't forget the big show. Now, I don't know, Sonia, did you guys divulge a little bit about the show on April 30th with Chaz and all them on last week's podcast?
We just mentioned it, like, not last time. We did mention it, but not as much as I probably should have. But, yeah, April 30th is the big show.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, and I was hoping, you know, Petey Pete could come on with us, and I don't know, maybe Chaz or whatever. It is going to be huge. It is humongous.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because not like I'm this great person or whatever, but it's going to be definitely my last in-ring competition, because even if I want to, I can't. For what I'm doing now,
yeah.
or whatever, you know, I can't work in the ring anymore, and we just went over that. So whatever. So I had people call me like World's Biggest Mark, who was doing a lot of announcing for WPW and all that. He called me and said, hey, bro, can I please come down and announce your match, bro? He goes, because we've known each other for 25 years and all, so I got to talk to Manny about that. And then Mark, too, who we're having on, is like, bro, I'd love to referee that match. And, all right, cool. So, and I got a lot of people, for lack of a better term, coming out of the woodworks, bro, I'm going to be there, you know, whatever. So I'm like, Manny, I'm going to try to bring as many chairs as I can so that, you know, we can, you know, we don't have to rent so much chairs, and that's another thing, you know, renting chairs and stuff like that. So it's huge. Now the last 3 matches are booked, okay, and it's huge. We got the main event is going to be Uncle Chaz himself, who was on with you guys last week, and I think he might be on the podcast on a more regular basis, in the upcoming future. He's going to go against Drew Masters to be the first ever since Manny has taken over UWC world champion. So that right there, we're like, dude, that's huge. But then as we started talking, as Sonia knows, because it was myself, Sonia, PG Jello, Pete, and everyone, we had the big meeting, we said, hey, man, you know, it's the second annual Pistol Pete Memorial Cup. You know, should we have another tournament or whatever? And we said, no, we're going to go Fletch Fugaz and Guyam. And we decided to put them against Santana Jackson and Jimmy Mayhem. And I'm like, dude, that's huge. It's like Las Vegas versus, you know, the California. And it was great. But then the Fletch Fugaz shoulder, he had to have surgery on it. So Silver Tiger stepped up and said, bro, yeah, he said, dude, I'm totally down. That's huge. I called Guyam. Guyam says, of course, I wrestle for his dad. I know him, you know, for a long time. It'll be great to team with him. We want to do this. So now you got Silver Tiger and Guyam against Santana and Jimmy Mayhem. And that right there is huge. It's like, dude, that is going to be, you know, a great. So the winner will be the second annual Pistol Pete Memorial Cup winner for the year, you know, 2023. So that's huge right there. And then in the third match, it's going to be for my final match. It's going to be myself, Azriel, and Nicolette Marie versus Guy Cool, JBD, and Candy Girl. It's a mixed six-man match. It's just going to be slamming. Now, the first two matches we've been working on putting together because we want to kind of mix it up. We don't know if we're going to have a straight lucha match or pro wrestling or burlesu or whatever. So Chaz and Manny, we're going to get together and work on that match. I'm like, dude, if you want me to help, I will, but it's just so hard for me to get out there. And Chaz works with a lot of different workers. He trains sometimes at Medina's gym and with Profeta and those guys and all that. So, you know, we're steadily making a concerted effort to make that match. Now, since I have Sonia, I screwed everything up, as you remember, for the last meeting, because Venom Guerrero is now Guerrero Nuclear. And I told the group, I said, hey, man, I would really like to bring this guy because we talked about him before. First of all, I thought it was his friend. And it's actually Sonia, your boyfriend's friend, correct?
Yes.
And he lives in San Diego or National City, something like that?
His grandma and his cousin were always, lived in San Diego, so he was always visiting them. And when they were young, he grew up with this guy from very young, his cousin. And then, like, when he would go over there, they would all hang out.
Yeah, and so, we talked about bringing him, and then I went to an OCCW show, and they brought him. They brought him, and he wrestled Inferno. Inferno's a big dude, big muscular dude that actually I think he holds the belt for OCCW now. So when I saw that matchup, I said, dude, that's a big step up for Inferno. Venom Guerrero's a bad dude. And it was far and away one of the best matches that I've seen. I mean, it was hard-hitting, and Inferno's this type of guy that's coming right at you, and Guerrero was giving it right back to him. And he put him to the test big time. So I said, man, if we could pull the trigger with Venom Guerrero or Guerrero Nuclear, as he is known, I would definitely like to see him. And that would just make that card even bigger. So I think that would be great or whatever.
Yeah,
so, Sonia, this is where your promotional skills come in. If we can help us work that out, we'll talk to Chaz and see if maybe we can work something out there. I think it would be huge. I've seen the guy work, and he not only is he physically, you know, in good shape and all that, the dude can work, man, and he can go hard and really, I mean, he put it on him or whatever. So we would definitely like that to happen. So for the people listeners, don't forget, April 30th.
I'll have my dude reach out to him.
please have your dude, and I will buy him, I'll tell you what, I will buy him the 562 from Local Grind, which is the root beer, I don't know what it's called, the root beer espresso thing that they have over there. I'll buy them a tall one or whatever, the biggest
it's
one they have.
Root beer iced coffee.
Yes. It's great. So I will definitely have no problem.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I don't even like root beer.
Hey, you know what? It's weird. They have some funky stuff that really, you know, you taste it. It's like, yeah, this is really good. So for the people listeners, don't forget the big show. It's going to be the Pistol Pete Memorial Cup 2. It's going to be Chaz versus Drew Masters for the World Championship. It's going to be Guyam, El Chivo, and Silver Tiger versus Santana Jackson and Jimmy Mayhem for the Pistol Pete Memorial Cup. And then myself, Azriel, and Nicolette Marie versus Guy Cool, JBD, who is Jack Bruce Davidson, who's, I think he got Rookie of the Year or just won the cup or something at OCCW, and Candy Girl, of course. So that's huge, and we got much more to follow. We're going to talk a lot more about that as we progress. Let's take a quick break, Sonia. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about WrestleCon, okay?
Yes.
Okay, remind me to kill Pete because he moved a lot of stuff. Oh, where's it at? Hold on a second. I gotta bring it. Hold on.
It's on the side.
He moved a couple things around, so I just don't. Okay, here it is. All right, take a quick break. We'll be right back to this. Hang on, everybody. Sonia and I'll be right back. All right, everybody, for the people listening, you're here. You're at UWC Radio with your guest host, Fabi Chulo, King Fabi. And, of course, I got Sonia with me. Talk a little bit about the big show that's coming up April 30th. Man, we're definitely looking forward to that. We have made a concerted effort to really, you know, make this show huge. And, Sonia, I think you can attest to how much Manny and I go back and forth because Manny says, dude, we got to have the pyro. And I go, dude, we're all going to be over budget, you know, and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like this WrestleCon thing. The WrestleCon is going to be amazing.
Oh,
my
goodness.
March
31st through April 2nd. We went back and forth. Is it the 30th? Because I have here it's Friday, March 30th, Saturday, the 31st, and Sunday, April 1st. So is it the other way around, like you said?
Yeah, it's the 31st through the 1st and the 2nd. And so we do have to be there on the 30th to set up.
Okay, that's what it is. That's why I have that down there, whatever. So, again, Sonia,
yeah.
You know, Manny and I, it just goes to show what Manny is trying to
do. Royal Hawaiian joining us and Kayam, his brother and his nephew with them.
Well, it just goes to show the effort that he's making to get the UWC, you know, name out there and what's going on. Because, again,
yeah.
You know, we had a huge... I don't want to say argument, but just a disagreement because Manny's like, dude, I want to get a table at WrestleCon. I think even Pete was with us when we talked about it. And he said, I want to get some tables at WrestleCon. It's going to help us get out there and all that. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, man. But, you know, that money can go into the wrestling. We can bring somebody from Mexico, blah, blah, blah. And then when I went online and saw the money that you have to put out, you know, especially for all 3 days.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'm like, dude, are you nuts? I was checking his pants to see if he was pooping money or whatever. And he said, dude, I'm telling you, we know this is, you know, this is the things that we have to do to get the name out there. People will see that we're serious, you know, and
all that.
So go ahead.
I mean, like, okay, it's WrestleCon. There's going to be like diehard wrestling fans that are probably from this area. Like crazy, so we could get our flyers out there. We could freaking get UWC back where it used to be.
Well, once I got online and saw what was going on, and for the people listening, if you want to go to WrestleCon.com, you'll see what we're talking about. And I said, man, that is huge. You know, I know because it's when WrestleMania is in town and everybody comes from all over the world, you know, and they stay the whole week. You know, they get a hotel, they stay, and they want to check out all the local scene and stuff like that since they're here.
Yeah.
So after we talked about that and we talked about, well, look, this is what we want to do. And everything, I said, well, you know what, man, that's a good idea. If we're going to do it, let's do it right. So this is what happens. Because when I worked for Kevin Kleinrock with the Wrestle Boss and everything, he did two Lucha Expos. The third one he did in Philadelphia, so I didn't get to go to that one. But there's a lot going on, and you kind of have to set yourself apart. So he said, dude, bring your stuff. You know, you could do live broadcasts, and anybody you can get to interview, you're more than welcome, you know, and everything like that. So I said, cool. So what it is, okay, Sonia, there was only two people whose line never stopped, okay? First was Penta and Ray Phoenix. That line was 2 hours long. They signed for a whole 2 hours, and they had to say, "Hey, man, I'm sorry, but we got." So I feel sorry for that person that you have to walk up to the line and go, "You're the last person," because the person behind is like, "Yo, just go one
more,"
or whatever. That's the worst part. So it was them. Tessa Blanchard had a line that was ridiculous, and Taya Valkyrie. Their line was forever, but everybody else, you know, like even Psycho Clown and people like that. Rey Mysterio Jr. didn't even sign because they had a special VIP thing. He saw, you know, people from there behind the curtain, and he was gone. But 9 times out of 10, a lot of guys that were there, like Pirata Morgan, Damien, you know, Bestia, all those guys, they signed for about 45 minutes. Or so, you know, they get their line down, and then they're just kind of sitting, kind of kicking back, waiting for people to come up if you want to buy some pictures or whatever. So in the meantime, I'm like sending Nicolette down, "Hey, Nick, can you go get Conan? Let's bring him up here." And they're like, "Yeah, dude, we're just kicking back." Boom. And they come. So when I talked to Manny, I said, "Dude, let's do it right. Let's get the live broadcast going." I bought new mic stands and everything because we wanted to look right. We want to make sure we have the nice new mic stands, the mics, you know, and everything. So I start looking at the guest list, and there's a lot of people. Chris Daniels, I've known for years, forever. He's one of the people that I have the most respect for. Brandon Cutler was with us when we used to work in Battleground. And then I saw the Young Bucks and the Young Bucks. And to be honest with you, I don't know Matt Jackson from Nick Jackson, but the Jackson brother who's married to Ellen, his wife, I trained her for a long time, and she had more heart than anybody. So that final match before the Young Bucks headed out and really made it big, it was myself and his wife, whose name is Ellen. And we wrestled, you know, we did a match, and she was comfortable with me because I had been training her for a long time or whatever. So I didn't know her father was there, but I had a bunch of people from work that were sitting in the first three rows. So I picked her up and I told them, you know, "I'm going to throw it to you. Make sure you catch her." I threw her right into them and they caught her, but her dad didn't know. He came out of nowhere and he was going to light me up. Somebody cut him off. I can't remember who it was or whatever, but they I'm done. Ellen, I go, "Doesn't your dad know that this is a work?" And she goes, "I thought he did. I don't know what's going on." So it was huge, you know. And then that show is where she met Nick Jackson or Matt Jackson. I'm sorry, I don't know what. I think it's Nick Jackson. I'm not too sure. And they hit it off, and they've been married ever since. You know, I talked to her years ago. It was probably about a year and a half ago. And I'm like, "Hey, man, can you still work?" And she's like, "I got kids, man, little kids." I go, "Well, bring them," or whatever. So it'd be nice to see them and get them into the booth just to talk about stuff like that. So I told Manny, if we do it right and look professional and have everything good to go, we'll be able to, you know, to get these people or whatever. So for the people listening to us here on UWC. Ray, are you looking at it right now?
I looked at it before, but I pulled it back up. And I'm like, I'm excited to see. I want to see Mick Foley.
They're adding people on the daily. So you just
keep up
with that. Yeah, and you'll get to see.
Yeah, I noticed they keep adding people.
Yeah, I'm hoping Samoa Joe comes down or whatever too, because I haven't you know seen him in a long time. So we'll talk a little bit about that too. We'll talk a little bit about the guest list and stuff when we get Mark on here. So let me go ahead and take that break. You see, it's kind of like AEW is kind of smart because they figure they're going to be able to get all those people coming for WrestleMania, and you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of AEW talent on that that's going to be at WrestleMania. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Let me go and take another break. Let me give Mark a call. Let's get him in here. We'll talk a little bit about that, and then we'll go from there. Right? Hang on, everybody. Let me.
Okay.
I got this stuff. You know what? I'm gonna play the intro music because I can't find the other one. So here we go. We're right back.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
It's a beautiful thing. Let me give Mark a call here. He has a couple of questions, but I can address those on the air.
I can't wait if Delaware
Sorry,
to Goldberg.
Hello.
I had to take a swig of coffee. Hey, Mark, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Real quick for the people listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio with your guest host tonight, Fabi Chulo. I got Sonia hanging with me. No PDP today because he's saving lives one security car at a time or whatever. And Chaz is training. Chaz is training because he's got a title match coming up on April 30th. So we can excuse him for that because
yeah.
He's got to get ready for that. But
yeah.
On the line with us right now, Mark Ortiz. I wanted to get Mark on because I got so much to talk about. Okay, so real quick before we continue, Sonia, say hi to Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Sonia? How you guys been? Yeah, thanks for having me for tonight. What's going on, guys?
Well, I gotta tell you, man, we had Mark on not too long ago. I think it was a few months ago or whatever. And
right.
Mark was you know doing his SCW A shows. Was it all ASCW shows?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And
sir.
All that. And you know, I worked a couple of shows for him, and I like that whole concept of, you know. Because when I used to work for Incredibly Strange Wrestling in San Francisco, they would have a band, two matches, and then
right.
a band. And it sold out. I mean, we was at the Fillmore working for Audrey, and it sold
out.
Wow. And I said, you know, I like that concept. So once Mark got going, then he kind of see what it's all about. You know what I'm saying, Mark? I mean, it's not – people think
yeah.
it's easy. People think you rent a ring, you hire some wrestlers, bam, you put it out there, and you know, it's going to take off. But it's not that easy. You've got to put a lot of work into it. So real quick before we continue, talk a little bit about that. You did two shows. They did well. I mean, you know, like me, I would like that place to be packed where nobody can even move, you know, but it takes a lot. So talk a little bit about putting those first two shows together. Now, I'm old, dude. I'm in my 50s. So I usually do my match and I take off because I got to go home and go to sleep or if I have to work
right.
the next day or
right.
whatever. But I stayed for the last one because I wanted to see that death match because, you know, Gil Vasquez and T-Rex or whatever. I said, dude, I want to stay and see this match.
Right.
So luckily for me, I stood behind Gil's wife, and she took all the shrapnel because when they hit those light tubes,
oh man,
dude, that stuff was flying everywhere. So talk a little bit about, you know, putting together those first two shows and what it took to get that venue and, you know, stuff like that, and then the future of ASCW.
Yeah, pretty much we did three shows at the Doll Hut in Anaheim, and the first two shows were pretty good. We had the deathmatch stuff, and then the last show we did was kind of a fundraiser for Toys for Tots, and we're able to raise a big old bundle of toys for everybody. But the venue really enjoyed us doing the deathmatch stuff. We tried to not really focus on just doing that as a company, but, you mean, you got to give the people what they want, you know? So we had some success with that type of stuff at the Doll Hut. For the future, for the Doll Hut, we're just waiting on dates. You know, they're a music venue, so they have, you know, their bands that, you know, are constantly coming in and out of that place. So we're just waiting for them to give us the clearance, and as soon as we get another date, ASCW will be at the Doll Hut eventually, but right now we're just going to be, we're not really have any dates to the future as of maybe after spring, just because a big announcement, us and Dream Slam Wrestling out of Orange County, we're actually going to be hooking up, becoming, we're still going to have our two separate shows, but we're you know, Orange County, there's a big push for wrestling, so we're going to try to be that people to bring Orange County wrestling, you know?
That's the thing that Manny and I talk a lot about. You know, there's certain promoters and promotions and stuff that like, well, you know, I don't want you running too close to me, and you can't run here because this is
right.
There's no territories anymore, and we don't you can't run this day because we're running that day and blah blah blah. But I've always told Manny, if you're comfortable in your company and you know that you put in the work and you're gonna have the show. You know, if Mark calls me and says, hey bro, I don't want you to do that show on this day because I'm having a show, blah blah, then that just tells me that he's not comfortable in his
right.
Doesn't believe in his company. But he said, dude, run whatever you want, use whoever you want, I'm totally good with it. Then it shows that you're confident in your company, correct? Do you get a lot of that, Mark?
So I've never really gotten too much of like running on the same day. I think maybe two or three times some of my shows have ran on the same day, but that's all been coincidence. I've never like tried to run on someone else's date, you know. I'm kind of just doing my shows. I'm just letting them rock, and, you know, whoever's rocking with me right now and to the future, I'll try to keep doing shows for those type of guys that want to work in a new place, a different place. So for me, I'm just,
right.
You know, everyone gets a, you know, heat per se, but I haven't really gotten too much heat other than just, yeah, using some guys. You know how it is, man.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and this is why, you know, we have the podcast and we do these shows and all that, although I won't be doing them for much longer, that's what we try to convey. Hey, man, it's not easy. You got to look behind the curtain what we have to go through with these shows on, man. It does take a lot. Now, we'll go through this real quick, and I'll take this around the table since we've got Sonya here, and Manny and I, and now with Chaz, he's been coming in and helping out. This is what we look for, okay? There's a lot of SoCal wrestlers, and there's a lot of a SoCal fan base that goes to a lot of shows. So we don't want them to see the same thing all the time, so we try to mix it up. So when we put together a card, you know, I'll say, well, look, if we put this person against this person, that's going to draw. That, you know, people are going to want to see that happen. This is what happened with me, not just because Mark's here, but it's just the truth. It takes a lot for me, just like that, to stay and watch the show or to put out money. But when I saw it was going to be T-Rex against Gil Vasquez with barbed wire, and they had like this candelabra thing. And just all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, I got to stay and see this. You know what I mean? So that was, to me, like, that's the draw. Well, dude, I've heard of T-Rex, and I want to see him, but if you're going to put him up against Gil or whatever, who is just crazy, like, there's a certain type of wrestler that's just crazy, and that's him. I want to see how that works out. So real quick, we'll take it around the horn. We'll start with Mark. Is that what you look for, just something different for the people to say, or do you say, look, I want this whole show to be lucha, or I want this whole show to be pro wrestling or strong style or all death matches or cage match or whatever? Do you just try to mix it up, or is there a certain thing that you look for when you do your show?
I think when I throw a show, obviously you need your main event needs to be the main, you know, for a reason. So I guess, yeah, I want to draw the people, but I don't always want to focus on just the bloodiest match or the biggest dudes throwing each other around. I'd rather just have like good dudes in the locker room, good solid wrestlers that I want to showcase on my brand, my show. And I think that's what we've been doing so far, you know, just giving, I mean, Brandon Gatson, our heavyweight champion, was crowned like on a, you know, out of nowhere, you know, per se. It happened because the band started, you know, so we had to hurry up and push that match out. But those guys went out there, and with a full band playing behind them, we ended up having people watching the band turn and like, oh crap, there's great wrestling going on. And him and Grandy tore it down, and it was awesome.
Especially with that kid, because I saw Brandon Gaston in they had a benefit show for SoCal Crazy, and that was the first time I saw that dude. He's got game, man.
Oh, dude, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's in shape, and he can work. Now, Sonya, I work hard for my money. So it takes a lot for me to go see a show and go spend money or whatever. But if it's something like that, it's a matchup or somebody I haven't seen, I'm like, hey, we were talking about that earlier about Venom Guerrero. When I saw him wrestle OCCW against Inferno, I said, dude, you know, that was a match and a half, so I will pay to go see him again. So, Sonia, what about yourself? What do you look for? What would it take for Sonia to spend her hard-earned money to go see a show?
Ooh, for me right now, my dad.
I mean, I know that's not a problem because I've seen your wallet before, but just, you know, for us, what does it take for you to go see a show?
Right. For me, like, I'm not into the death matches, but uh-huh. I just love – like, I don't know, like, it just has to be good wrestlers, like, that are talented. I don't really know their names or stuff, but it's just, yeah, I just go for, like, when, you know, they're in sync with each other. It's like a dance, and they're just moving, and, like, you know, like, I like
right.
that.
Yeah.
I also love a wrestler who could piss off the crowd.
Yes.
That's what I look for mostly, is the heels.
It's funny that you say that because there's something I wanted to talk about that too. You know, when we get closer to the news, there's a couple of things I want to talk about as far as that working with the crowd and stuff like that. But see, Mark, this is where this is for Manny and I butt heads. Okay, I'm like,
right.
You've got to put the money into the wrestlers. Let's bring such and such or whatever. And he's like, well, wait, you know. Like the last show that we had, he had all the pyro and everything because we brought Santana. And I said, look, if he comes
right.
to this song, dude, it's going to pop or whatever. And he says, well, dude, I got the pyro going for it. I'm like, are you nuts? I'm like, dude, you're spending money. No, we don't need it. And he said, bro, I worked for it. This is what I want. I'm going to do it. I said, all right. And, dude, so many people came up to me after that show and said, dude, this was like a show. It wasn't just wrestling. It was a show. You
yeah.
know, they had lights and, you know, the disco ball. And then the pyro came out and Santana came out and did his dance and all. So I had to tell Manny, I said, hey, man, I was wrong. You know, people were coming up to me telling me, dude, that was a show. It wasn't just wrestling or whatever. So. You know, even though I've been in the business for a long time, you're constantly learning. You know, you're learning what works and what doesn't work, you know, and
definitely.
Stuff like that. So speaking of that, now this is what's going on. I only got four more shows left because after April 30th, I can't do them anymore. So
right.
I Mr. California, people say, I get calls all the time, dude, why are you working with this guy? I go, you know what? I can't be mean to him because he hasn't done it to me. Every time I've worked for him, he's paid me what he's told me he's going to pay me,
yeah.
you know, blah, 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 whatever. So the last show that he had was a benefit show for Malice, and he was supposed to bring this, you know, those sick people that he brings or whatever for the,
right,
for the
right.
death matches or whatever. So it was on a Saturday night back over there at Metroflex, and it was a benefit show for Malice who died, you know, at an early age. I'm like, absolutely,
right.
bro. I'll definitely do that show. So he calls me the Thursday before and says, dude, this guy's not going to show up. They stole all this shit in Mexico, and they took his laptop and blah, blah, blah. He goes, I need somebody for the death match, and I want it to be you. And I go, to me? And he's like,
wow.
Yeah. And so I thought, at first I'm like, I'm not doing that. And then I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, people are going to think that I can't do it, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I went ahead and did it. Adam, did you see any of the clips on Instagram? If not, Mark, I'll send them to you.
I think I saw pictures for sure. I saw pictures.
Well, you know, I ended up with the mindset that if I'm going to do this, I'm going balls out Rambo. I'm you know, I took the bump in the thumbtacks. I took, you know, the barbed wire bat to the head. I took a lot of stuff that normally I wouldn't take. But that's the main reason is because people thought that I wouldn't do it or I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There could have been a lot more people there, but for the people who were there, they were like, dude, I never thought you'd do it. Like, hey man, I know I'm an old man, but if you say I can't do something, I'm going to do it because I want you to come to the show and say, yeah, he did do it. You kind of get
right.
what I'm saying, Mark? Yeah. So,
no, yeah, I totally feel you, man.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm talking about, and I think I could speak for Mark and Sonia. You know, it's just the love of the sport, man. You know, people just don't get
yeah.
it. You You want those people to go home and go, dude, I went to this fat motherfucker took a bump in the thumbtacks. You should have seen him. You know what I'm saying? So, sorry, Manny, I didn't mean to use that language, but you get that passion or whatever. So this is what we're talking about. This is why we have UWC Radio. This is why we have people like Mark on, so that you can see, hey, man, we love this sport. We take it seriously, and we want to bring the people a good show. So if you're not, let's say, satisfied or happy, you come and tell me, say, hey, bro, I wanted to see this. Or I thought if you put this guy against this guy, that's going to be a match, because you kind of want the people either to go home happy or to want more. Like, say, God dang it, I got to come back and see this match because I want to see what happens. Let's take it around the horn. Would you agree, Mark? That's the main goal?
Yeah, I mean, you give them a little bit, expect them to come for the next one, but you have to make sure them leaving with something, you know, like either it's a pin for free, that hopefully brings them back, or, you know, something, you know, people want to leave with something, either it's a memory or a souvenir, you know, something, you know, keep them wanting more.
I got to tell you, I can't go to your shows anymore because I spend way too much money. I really like those. There's a guy that had the pins, and he had the pin of the old WWE belt. He had the one that Nature Boy had, and I ended up spending all my money because I was like, oh, dude. He goes, and then he was smart because he goes, well, if you buy two, I'll give you $5. I'm like, damn it. So I went and I bought them.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, shout out. Made You Look, Made You Look pins on Instagram. You should check them out.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the vendors. Definitely, I mean, having vendors even brings people, because I get people asking, yeah, I'm going to come to the wrestling show, but what vendors do you guys got? So, like, I've seen a lot of companies, you know, incorporating small businesses like that, and even that brings people to your shows, you know?
Yeah, and it makes it all that much better, right, Sonia? You want to go and not only to see the wrestling, but, you know, to maybe buy some merchandise, and maybe if they have a taco truck or whatever, it makes it a whole family affair, right?
Right.
Exactly. You go for the food, the merch,
and the atmosphere. Yeah. Well, that's...
Yes.
And, of course, the wrestling.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's the main thing. And people who've never been before, you know, like, because I work with a lot of people, because I work in Torrance, so there's a lot of people from PV and, you know, nurses and respiratory techs. And then I go, dude, you got to go. I mean, because it's totally different from what you see on TV. And they go and they go, dude, I never knew it was like this. You know, this was awesome or whatever. So, anyways, real quick for the people listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. We're talking to Mark Ortiz, and we're talking to Sonia, and we're talking a little bit about the big shows and what it takes to get it done. So this is the announcement right here. I don't even think Mark knows, but actually Mark will be refereeing with us over at OCCW at UWC, the big show that's on April 30th. So I think I'm pretty sure Mark has I know he has the third match in the main event. I don't know if he has one more match in between. Definitely going to be doing the third match, which is my match, my retirement match, and the big heavyweight, the big world championship match for UWC. So definitely look forward to that, man. We love, you know, having Mark, who's an experienced referee, who's been through quite a bit. I've seen the stuff that he has. He's like has all five matches, and he's sweating. Best part, and we will as we talk here on this show, we will make it happen. He will definitely be coming out to Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yep.
Because people come from all over the world.
People would know.
So, Mark, can you stay for the news, dude, or do you got anything to do? Can you hang for?
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, I'm down to stay on for the news.
Okay, perfect. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Sonia and get her news, and then there's a couple things I want to run by the group. So we'll be right back. Hang on, everybody.
Right on. Right on.
Texting me, don't forget to plug this, and Guyam's coming on next week, and don't forget about D'Lo Brown, and he's texting me all this. Let me give this to Manny. This is
D'Lo Brown supposed
this,
to be on?
Yeah, this is for you, Manny.
March 2nd.
when we first started this podcast, I downloaded all this comments. What the hell is this? And I go, look, this is the applause, and it sounds like a herd of locust nests. This is supposed to be applause.
That sounds
crazy.
The locusts are coming over the crops. But anyways, for the people listening, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. We're talking to Mark Ortiz. And, of course, we got Sonia here with us. Don't forget, big show coming up on April 30th. It's called Pistol Pete Memorial Cup 2. It's going to be huge. It's going to be right back at the Metroflex Center. I think we backed it up a little. The doors are going to open at 3, and then the first match is at 3:30 or 4. I can't remember for sure. We'll make sure we keep everybody updated on that. Huge main event. We got Uncle Chaz against Drew Masters for the World UWC World Belt, and then also we got for the Pistol Pete Memorial Cup 2. It's going to be Guyam El Chivo and his new partner, Silver Tiger, versus Santana Jackson and Jimmy Mayhem. That's going to be huge. People are fighting for that cup. And then in my final match, that's going to be myself and Azriel and Nicolette Marie versus Guy Cool, JBD, and Candy Girl. So those matches have been announced so far. We got two more matches coming up, and it's going to Mark's with us. He's going to be refereeing my match, and he's going to be doing that big heavyweight championship match. So it's going to be huge. Definitely got to come check it out. So, Sonia, we talked a little bit before. You got any major news going on for us?
Well, it's not major news, but I was like, I don't know, just scrolling through stuff about wrestling, and then I came across this one thing that Miz was talking about when he was still new in it, how Chris, well, it was a long time ago because Chris Benoit was still alive, but he was eating in the locker room, and that Chris Benoit accused him of dropping food on his bag and kicked him out of the locker room for 7 months, and he was changing in public restrooms out in, like, where the fans would be, out in little, like, halls where they could, like, you know, it was just dark and nobody was at. So he had to do that for, like, 7 months.
That's a known
fact. And it's like, dude, do people still bully?
That's a known fact. I heard he had JBL, and Big Show used to mess with him quite a bit. I guess they feel, you know, you got to pay your dues and you're coming from this, show or whatever, so that a lot of people get jealous and they don't like that. I don't know if that much goes on, you know, so much today or whatever, but Sonia and Mark, I don't know about you, but I think I would take some of that bullying, because that man has way too much in life now. He's got, you know, one of the hottest wives going. He's got beautiful kids. He's got a huge house. I think he's doing okay for himself. What do you think, Mark?
Doing his thing.
he's pretty good. What I'm saying is that I don't think any of that bullying stuff's happening nowadays, because you got, like, guys that are coming from the indies that, like, even at that time period, you got to just think about how The Miz came in. Like, he was a reality star, and then he became a wrestler.
People didn't like that.
You know what I mean? So, like, maybe he got it
really
way
good.
More. Maybe he got it way more because of that, you know? I could see that being an issue, you know? The guy's giving him a hard time and whatnot.
Undertaker stepped in and got him back in the locker room, though.
There you go.
Yeah, well, he seemed to be pretty level-headed. Let me put it to you this way. Back in the day when I was working at the Forum, and I was finally, when I made supervisor, I was waiting for WWE to come to town, because it's like, dude, I can set my guys and I can go wherever I want. So I used to keep these two big Samoan dudes with me. One of them's name was Uti, U-T-I. I can never forget that. Big old dude. And nothing fazed those guys. Even Michael Jordan, when he came to town or whatever, nothing. But let me tell you something. When Undertaker walked in from the ramp, you know, coming into the venue, they stopped.
Right.
And they rattled off at Samoa, whatever. But then I heard go, oh, Undertaker, you know, whatever. So that dude was a presence. You know, when he came in, and he seemed really level-headed. He was real cool with us. And, I mean, to this day, I think he still has the utmost respect from everybody. Right, Mark?
I would say he's one of the guys that, like, no one could really say anything bad about, right? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
You know,
he's the greatest.
When you think about it, you've got to look at it from a promoter's from a promoter's type of view, you know, okay, you got your good wrestlers like Chris Benoit and Eddie, you know, and people like that. But then people are interested to see this person. Like, okay, Miz just came off this reality show, so people want to see him get killed, or they want to see if he can hang, or whatever. So it's a draw. So you got to kind of take the promoter's perspective to where he's like, hey, bro, I mean, I know you got, even with Mr. T, I heard they wanted to beat him up, you know, because Piper and them were like, and then you see, that's when Orndorff was in shape, and that dude was, you know, you see him, you're like, man, that's a bad dude. So they wanted to beat him up to show that, it, you know, that wrestling's real, but they told him, hey, bro, this guy's going to get us to the promised land, and then look what it did for him. I mean, it just snowballed from there. So Mark, as a promoter and a booker, and have to put matches together, you kind of got to see that point of view, right? Like, maybe this certain person doesn't have that much wrestling skill, but man, he's a presence, and people will pay to see him.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of walk that fine line, right, Mark?
I think for on their promoting, like when you think about, like, you know, The Miz, they probably put in so much money to get him trained, to get him set up. So they want their return, you know. They're going to, okay, well, let's use this kid. You know, we put so much money into his training. Like anyone, I'm pretty sure they had to train Mr. T, you know. So.
Well, you can you can only do so much. Sonia, do you remember Eva Marie?
Yeah, she was horrible.
Okay. Exactly.
Like, she had a good look. She's very pretty,
she
and her hair is nice.
A beautiful look. I mean, you know, one in a million. But they even sent her to Santino Brothers to train in private, you know, for a long time to try to get AGS.
Was like,
I think even Spanky was training her for a little bit, too.
Exactly. And, I mean, so they did as much as they could, but if you just don't have it, you just don't. You have to have a certain personality, a work ethic, you know, stuff like that. So it does, you know, it makes a big difference. But I can kind of see, you know, the why you have to book certain people and why, you know, you want to have this person on your card because, you know, people will pay to see it. I mean, it's just a business.
Yeah.
There's just no way around it. But anyways, with that being said, we'll take this around the horn too, because I can't stand him. I think he is I'm an old man, but I train every day. And if I ever run up on MJF, I'm going to tell him. I'm thinking, you know, you're stupid. I don't like your gimmick. You think you're cool, and you're just not. I don't like the way your personality talking, whether it's a work or it's a gimmick. I don't like it. I just don't. I don't like the cursing. I don't like the bullying. I don't like the putting people down and bringing people. I don't like it at all. So let's take it around the horn real quick, and we'll start with Sonia. Sonia, give me it. Am I an old man that's bitter, or what do you think?
No, I don't like him. I don't like the bullying, and I want to punch him in the face. Like, he has a face that you want to punch.
Exactly. Mark, what about you?
So, it's like I can see it both ways, you know? Like, as a fan of watching wrestling, he's totally doing his job. He's making everyone hate him. It's awesome.
Yeah,
but as, like, almost cringy to hear him try to be so vulgar. It's like, okay, be Ric Flair, dude. Everyone knows you're just trying to be Ric Flair, bragging about yourself or whatnot. But he's just a vulgar Ric Flair, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I like it, but I don't. You know, it doesn't need to be that harsh.
You know, I got to tell you, man, when Ricky Starks cut the promo on him, and I would, because believe me, when MJF comes out, I turn the channel or I go do something or whatever, go make some popcorn or whatever. But when Ricky Starks
was
going to
be like a 15-minute promo.
He went, hey, you know what? It's easy to be a heel like that. It's easy to tell everybody off and F you, blah, blah, blah. So if you mess up, you're expected to. Oh, well, he messed up. Well, good. We hate him anyways. He goes, but be a blue-eyed baby face and give these people what they want and send them home happy. Let's see you do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I thought about it, he said, hey, man, that's a good point. Yeah, you can go tell everybody to F off. You screw something up, they hate you anyways. But let's see you be a blue-eyed baby face and give these people what they want. Because being a baby face is the hardest thing in the world. Because you have to,
I would think so,
Well, that's why everybody hates John Cena. But look at him. You know, everybody, you go to a house show, everybody's wearing the headbands, the wristbands, you know, he stays in shape, and he made it work for many, many years. So I would say, well, we'll take it around the horn. We'll start with Mark. You think it takes a lot more talent and effort to be a babyface than a heel, or do you think, you know, it just depends on the person?
I think in this day and age wrestling, yes, it does, for sure. Like, you literally a babyface on the major TV scale has to make the people like him, you know? But then again, it only really takes one thing to get over in nowadays, you know, really, you know, of course you got to be a great wrestler. You got to know what you're doing, but like gimmick wise, you just literally have to have one thing to get you over to the rocket, to the moon, you know, like.
Exactly. And it just takes off.
Yeah.
But to maintain it, that's the real talent.
Especially for as many years as Jeff Cena's done it. I mean, that's a lot. And well, look at when he went to ECW. Dude, they wanted to kill him. If they would have put him over in ECW, who knows what would have happened? I mean, that's a true baby face. You know what I mean? It really is now. Sonia, I trained with your dad for many years. And if we threw the finger or we cursed or whatever, he would take us to training the next day and give us a effing beating. Because he said, there's kids in that audience. Everybody has a family. They want to bring the kids. If you screw that up, you know, and they word of mouth goes back, well, they're cursing, they're throwing fingers. They're never coming back. So that's, you know, that's how I was trained by Pete. So give me your thoughts on that.
It's so funny because my dad was one of the – I have such a potty mouth because of my dad.
Exactly.
he was always testing. But, during his restaurant, like, you need to do exactly what he tells you, and, like, his vision was his vision, and you cannot – like change it.
I'm gonna tell you a quick story, and I don't think Sonia's ever heard it because I've never told it before, and I hope Martha's not listening or whatever, because she'll kill me or whatever. But this is okay, we're talking, this is 19, it's got to be 95 96, way back then. And I was still training, and we would train at Gil's Garage. And I was a big, fat Marrano, worse than I am now back then. And Pete was huge, big dude. So I had a little Hyundai Excel. We were training at Gil's Garage. And, you know, we trained. It was during the day. I was off of work that day, so we went and trained in the afternoon. So I was giving Pete a ride back home. This is when Martha had the hair salon and all that. So he says, hey, man, my cousin works over here at this park and recreation right here. He goes, can we stop over here? I said, yeah, no problem. So we go and we stop.
Was it Bristol Park?
I can't. It was so long ago. I can't. It was close to Gil's.
Right there
in Calder? I can't remember. I believe it might be. I don't remember for sure, but it sounds like it. So he goes, we pull up, and you know how they have those little – like a shed or whatever, they play caroms, and they have and all the workers from the parks and recreations are sitting in there. So he says, hey, get down with me real quick. And I said, oh, okay. So I get down with them. Now I was in sweats or whatever, and Pete was in sweats, but he had a big leather jacket, huge, because it was kind of cold.
I remember it.
So we walk into this park and recreation, and all the guys are sitting at their desk or whatever, and Pete goes in and says, I can't remember the name. It was like Anselmo something. He goes, is Anselmo something here today? And they go, no, he's off today. And he goes, do you know when he gets paid? And I turn and I look at him and they go, no, man, we don't know when he gets paid. He goes, well, what about you guys? What days do you guys get paid? They go, bro, we get paid on Tuesdays. We get paid. And he goes, okay, well, you tell him that I'll be back on Tuesday and the money. And I go, what? We go back to what the hell are you doing? He was collecting money for something or somebody. Luckily, this is before they had cameras and all that stuff, but those guys were scared shitless. And I'm like, dude, you don't bring me to come and do collections. And he goes, hey, man, you with me, so I figured I'd bring it to be two of us.
Yeah.
One time when we were younger, Peter got jumped in junior high, and my dad, when he went to the – he took Dean with him to go pick up my brother from the school, and he – yeah, and meet with the parents. The principal knocked down literally his computer and broke it because he was so scared to see my dad. And my dad was on a rampage because my brother got jumped, you know?
Yeah, I remember. And I remember him telling us that he told the kid, the next time that happens, I'm going to go look for your dad or whatever, and that he's going to get it or something. I remember that too. So
it's funny because years later, we're still friends with that family after all.
Oh, is that right? Oh, man. That's...
Yeah, they turned out to be my friends.
That's back in the day because now
small
everybody
town.
Has cell phones, everything's on camera, and you can't do anything like that anymore. But that's just one of the many things that went on. I got to tell you, man, when you see Martha, I miss that whole when she had the beauty shop, and we used to go down there and we used to cut promos, and that's how Pete, you know, taught me how to do promos, because he did take a big piece of the cage, you know, because they were having a cage match and stuff like that. I mean, we really, really learned a lot back then. It was good times. It was before, that was when, that was when kayfabe was big time. You know, you weren't allowed to, break kayfabe.
Do you remember that one time? You guys were all there. You guys were in the back. You know how my dad has his office right there?
Uh-huh.
And then there was some dude that came in, and he was, like, creepy. So my mom told me to go back there and tell my dad, you know, the secret word. And then you guys all came out and shit, and then the cops caught the dude. Remember, you guys scared him off. And the cops caught the dude, and he was going around cutting girls' hair off.
What? The first,
do you remember that?
The first one that came out was Bronx Bomber, was Al Lyon.
Yeah.
And he took a look at him, and I saw the thing. Because I pushed them all in front of me or whatever. But I remember Bomber came out first, and they were like, it was, because he was huge. But well, he never was small, but
I was
he was
like
huge
12.
Back then. But that's just, it was crazy. It was crazy back then. And we didn't bring kayfabe or none of that, because your dad would give us a beating, you know, if we did any of that.
Yeah,
but anyways, you know, it just all leads up into, you know, the experience of what we got going on today. And stuff like that. But anyways, we're running up against the clock. But for the people listeners, don't forget, big show coming up in April. I wanted to talk a little bit more about WrestleCon, but, you know, I'm going to meet with Manny on Sunday, and we're going to talk a little bit. Mark, will you happen to be going to WrestleCon, or are you going to take one of the days to go, or what's your game plan?
You know what? I think you said your show is April 30th, right?
April 30th, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not even – okay. Because I think the only thing I'm going to be doing is the Comptomania show. I think that's going to be at the 30th, right, of March, I believe, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, because that's during that time period of whole WrestleMania weekend. So I think once I do, because I'm going to, you know, again, I'm going to retire as a ref as well. I started in 2013, so I think this is a good year to hang up the stripes, as they say. I'm trying to ref as many places as I can, so hopefully I can get some bookings out there to ref a few matches somewhere else, too, that weekend.
Okay.
So I don't know where I'm going to end up that weekend, but I know I'm definitely going to be in LA for Comptomania.
Well, you'll be with us on April 30th, so that's what counts.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
I will definitely look forward to that. And now, what about, you got any merch tables coming up or whatever? Are you still working on that?
Actually,
what's the game plan with that?
So I'm releasing, I'm going to start doing a pop-up collectible shop. You know, I'm going to start going to different wrestling shows. I'm going to start with Epic Pro Wrestling on the 25th of this month. So you guys should check out that show that's going down. They're giving me a booth, so I'm going to try to have like the arcade set up again and like different collectibles and whatnot. So
perfect.
I think that's another venture for me. So check me out on Instagram.
It's like what we talked about. It's a whole thing, you know, not just the wrestling. You go and there's so much stuff to going on, like you said, the games and merch tables and stuff like that. So it's just a whole happening now. So like we were talking about earlier, everybody has kids. Everybody takes the family, so you want to be able to cover all bases or whatever. So we definitely look forward to that. For the people listening, make sure you check out Mark Ortiz. Check him out on Instagram.
Right.
And is there a specific one for ASCW?
So it's ASC Wrestling on Instagram, and then check me out on Instagram as well, Dead Shark VHS. So, you know, and then
I've seen that on there. Okay, well,
right.
Definitely check him out there, and then we'll keep everybody updated. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do one more show or whatever before we April 30th or whatever, but if not, you know, I am in full, definitely know that Pete, Sonia, Chaz are going to be able to continue on this podcast for UWC and keep it going. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. They have it. You know, I'm old, so I don't know that they have the code that you can just scan it and you can find out ticket prices and stuff like that. They've done moved up into the 21st century. So you definitely want to check that out. So, Mark, we look forward to seeing you on the 30th. Hopefully I'll see you before that.
Yes, sir.
You know, get some stuff together and get this going so we can get this, you know, this wrestling to where we want it to be. And of course, Sonia, I know we have a meeting. It's either Saturday or Sunday this week. Hopefully I'll see you there.
Sunday.
We're trying to button everything up, man, because, you know, before you know it, April 30th will be here. So we want to make sure we get everything set. So go ahead.
One thing I forgot to mention was the Lucha Libre Alliance. They're going to be having their show March 5th.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, March 5th, Lucha Libre Alliance. You can check that out. It's going to be back at Metroflex. Also, I will be wrestling The Last Turtle. The last show, it was myself and Maligno against Last Turtle and Jaguar de Oro. And dude, that was like one of the shows that I had the best time ever because, you know, I was doing stuff that I can't even explain it. Just a bunch of stuff. Messing with people in the crowd and all that. And we had like one of the best times just messing around. So Turtle's like, bro, I want to go one-on-one with you. I'm telling you, I'm a wrestler. Okay, yeah, bro, I got you. So now he's just going to get a beating. I'm sorry, I just had to put it out there. He's gonna get a beating on that day. So if you want to check that out. So make sure you do. Mark, a big thanks for you. I'll see you soon too, bro. I still got some more stuff for you.
Yeah, man. Definitely. I think I'll actually, to plug OCCW, I'll be there this Saturday probably for their little thing they got going on.
I'm sorry, but we talked about that before too. But then I haven't heard from anybody for 2 months, and then I'm messaging Azriel. I haven't heard back from him. And, you know, I haven't talked to John because he's got his classes going and stuff like that. So I'm booked. I don't know if I'm wrestling or who I'm wrestling or where or what's going on. So I'll be there. Me personally, I'm going to buy a ticket to go and check out the show because I like to support indie wrestling. But the last time that happened, John goes, dude, you didn't know you're wrestling me today? And I'm like, no, bro, I didn't even bring anything. Well, fine, let's go. So,
yeah, there you go.
Either way, if
I don't see you in the ring, I'll see you in the crowd, and then me and you will talk. You know, we'll meet up for sure, brother.
Yeah, we'll definitely get it done.
Thank
so,
you
yeah,
again.
I hope to see you this weekend as well. So we'll keep everybody posted and keep everybody updated as far as, you know, the show's coming on. And, of course, the podcast will continue. They got D'Lo Brown booked and, of course, Sky Yam, so you can come and talk about that show. And, you know, Manny's working hard to get some good guests in here so that I can get the name out there. So with all of that being said, we appreciate everybody for staying with us. Make sure you check us out next week. Check out Sonia, Pete, and Chaz, and Mark. We'll see you soon, my man. All right, man. We'll see everybody
next
week.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Bye.